Chapter 77. I placed myself at the very tip of the T, at the space where the blinding statue of the Creator once sat, at the place where the now shattered statue of Paskunji had stood for 1,000 years. I'd felt it the moment I stood over the correct spot. It was as if I had stepped upon a nail made of celestial power. It was an invisible thread shooting straight into the air. I passed my hand over it. Pain lanced through me. Though I took no damage, I swallowed hard as I opened up my spell menu. I had never told Banksy about Chris. How had he known? Clara must have told him. But then, I no longer had time to think about it. Thankfully, Guzian, the poop-throwing baboon, managed to figure out how to kill Tem with minimal effort. I knew of the 2 kaiju I had demons planted within, Tem would be the harder to kill, so I had him go first. The moment Tem fell, my soul power bar surged to the very top, glowing yellow. Explosions ripped behind me. A new final battle raged. But it was not for me. I cast Rend Dimension. The spell took 20 minutes to cast, and it required a constant, unending source of soul power. That was easy in Hell, where soul power permeated the very world, but here, I had to improvise. I received my soul power bonus for just about 10 minutes after the death of a kaiju. There was a residual trickle for the remaining 10 minutes before the Guardian blinked away and went to their respawn. But for this spell, I needed a constant, uninterrupted supply. So in order for this to work, I needed 2 Guardians to die at a precise interval. I rose into the air as the soul power leached into me and then out again. I was cocooned in magic as that painful thread of celestial power pierced me. I was but a capacitor. I could not move. I could barely see. I was aware of the fighting around me, above me. My health did not move, but that single, infinitely thin thread of celestial power was the single most painful thing I had ever felt. I hadn't realized it would be like this. I screamed, but no sound came out.
This is too much. This is too much.
It is never too much.
If I'd learned anything in my time in this godforsaken place, it was one thing: to take pain. It was all conditioning for this, I realized. Training, grinding, all preparation for the moment I would cast this spell. Worm Surgeons, Radiance, Sundered, and others had somehow gotten through Banksy's protective circle. Then I realized Banksy wasn't even there anymore. Several bolts crashed against my side, but I was protected, somewhat. With each hit, I could feel the spell falter. Enough hits, and it would fail. Keep me safe. Keep me safe. Tem's death waned. But then, right on time, Bast fell, and my soul power raged anew. A whirlwind of fire spun around me. I caught nothing but glimpses. Banksy and Bale fought side by side, grappling with a new threat. Paskunji. Of course, Paskunji. She was in her angel form, but she burned like the phoenix. She'd transformed. Her body was made of lava. She fought with a sword of molten chains, and she whipped it at me while Bale and Banksy blocked. Bale alone would never have been able to hold her back. Clara flew by, firing her gun. Guildmaster Fiona was there, as was Renault. They fought the Radiance. They died. They died protecting me. Bale smashed Paskunji with his meteor, and the very world shifted. But I did not move. I was pierced by the pinprick within reality, held in agonizing place. Banksy wrapped himself around the flaming angel and he squeezed. Paskunji fell onto her side. She screamed, fire and lava flowing from every orifice in her body, washing over Medina, crashing toward me. Banksy crashed to the ground, releasing the angel and throwing his body between me and the waves of lava. A moment later, Banksy was gone. I felt his soul power pouring into me. Behind his body, Paskunji ceased to flail, and she died yet again. Bale fell right beside her, three terrible rents down his chest, first to his knees, then to the ground. He also crashed to the earth.
That's not the plan,
I tried to call.
Don't you fucking die, Bale! Not after all I've done.
Then it was just Clara, by herself, floating before me, screaming. She'd lost her gun in the fray, but she had that enormous soul mace she pulled off the dead demon. She swung it back and forth as the Radiance and Sundered advanced. The onslaught poured into me, and my spell faltered and sputtered as Clara died. By then, the spell was done. A hole opened in the world directly below me, yawning like a mouth. A small hole, but it was big enough. I activated my shield as the spell released me, and I fell right through the hole in the second before it snapped closed.